Hello, and welcome to another Earth Science Podcast on Water. This is your host, Garrett Burris, and today I will be answering the common question, what is flash flooding? We all have either seen it on the news or witnessed it in person. Streets turn into rivers, basements turn to swimming pools, and houses, along with other personal belongings, are underwater and destroyed. Floods are one of the most dangerous natural disasters known to man. About 150 people die in flood-related causes each year. Most of these floods are caused by flash floods, which are defined as torrential downpours that accumulate over land that cannot absorb water quick enough, leading to fast-moving floodwaters. Flash floods form within 6 hours of the start of an event, and commonly have waters that can move at a steady rate of 9 feet per second. At this rate, the water can easily sweep away a rock weighing over 100 pounds. City and suburban areas with more infrastructure and human activity are more vulnerable to flooding due to less natural land and soil available to soak up the water. Dry land is also more prone to flooding due to the fact that it takes longer to begin absorbing the water. Frozen ground will delay the absorption of water. Other contributions to flooding are large amounts of snow melting and ice dams forming in rivers. Humans have played a direct role in how flooding may occur more often. The building of roadways and large cities create little room for the water to be absorbed back into the earth. Cities rely on sewage drainage systems to direct the water into the ground. These drainage systems can often clog or do not have the capacity to hold up to the extreme precipitation levels. The concrete roads and parking lots do not allow water to absorb, so these streets soon become rivers. Most flood-related deaths are caused by people in cars thinking that they can make it across a flooded road. Humans have also mowed down thousands of miles of acres of plants and trees that help aid with the absorption of water. These forests are usually replaced with more roads, parking lots, and housing. Floods can also be caused by rivers overtopping their bed, which is exactly what happened in New Orleans in 2005, creating a swimming pool out of the entire city. Once this water overtops its banks, it flows rapidly onto the ground that is not used to absorbing large amounts of water. Oftentimes, levees are built so that rivers have higher banks in order to prevent this issue. The only problem with a levee is that if the river does top its banks and overflows, all that water can no longer flow back into the river. Of course, flooding is not just a concern for humans. Floods cause all kinds of pollution and disruption to the environment. Floods ruin the habitats for animals and can wipe out miles of livestock. This can leave long-term effects on the ecosystem. Riverbanks are eroded, large amounts of sediment are carried and dumped downstream. Floods can spread pollution by carrying it several miles. Drinking water can be contaminated with chemicals and other pesticides. Because flooding is one of the leading causes of death due to natural disaster, it is important that people be aware and prepared for when it occurs. A flood can occur almost anywhere. Many people think that if they do not live near water, that they are not at risk for floods, but this is false. It is important that they stay updated with local weather and news stations and know the difference between a flood watch and a flood warning. A flood watch indicates that possible flood conditions may be forming in the area, whereas a flood warning indicates that a flooding event is occurring in the next 30 to 60 minutes. Families should have flood plans made and discussed with their children, as well as a survival kit prepared. After a flood event, one should stay out of disaster zones and help those in need around them. People should report down utility lines and stay away from polluted waters. Do not drink water due to pollution risks. Throw away any food that was contaminated by floodwaters. So there you have it, folks. Floodwaters caused by flash flooding are no joke. Any type of flood should be taken seriously and can cause a lot more damage than meets the eye. The exact causes of these floods are often due to human creations. Just like anything else, the more we know about these issues, the better chance we have at finding solutions. This has been another Earth Science Podcast on Water. I'm Garrett Burris. Thanks for listening.